Short and sweet stories.
A good idea for Mumu Blue.
Rebellious Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little girl who always wore a red hooded cloak to protect herself from the cold. That's why everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, stop, stop, stop. I think that's enough, don't you?
But who is it? Who's speaking?
Who's it going to be? It's me, Little Red Riding Hood. You've been telling this story for over 350 years. And now you're going to tell me you don't recognize me?
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. It's just that I...
You nothing. I'm a bit fed up with this tale, you know? First of all, what's this Little Red Riding Hood? That's not a name. My name is Agnes.
Oh, Agnes. Right. Well,
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little girl who always wore a red hooded cloak to protect her from the cold. That's why everybody called her Agnes.
Hey, I'm sorry, but this doesn't fit.
What doesn't fit?
Well, calling her Agnes because she wears a red hooded cloak.
That's another one. Hooded cloaks went out of fashion a long time ago. I prefer... A Hello Kitty sweater.
I don't know if that doesn't spoil the story a little bit.
It spoils the story for you? Excuse me. I've been doing everything you say for a few centuries. From now on, I'm in charge. Jeez Louise, you would think I was asking for the world.
All right, all right. Let's try.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little girl who always wore a Hello Kitty sweater to keep out the cold. That's why everyone called her Agnes Kitty. Like this?
Ahem.
Agnes Kitty lived in a little house near the forest. One day, her mother asked her to take her granny a basket of sweets and a little jar of honey because the old lady was ill and lived alone on the other side of the forest.
Okay, stop, 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 stop it again. I don't like the whole sick granny thing, you know? You've got us worried all day long about this. And come to think of it, are you telling me to go visit my granny?
Well, yes.
Really? But don't you know there's a pandemic and I can't go near my granny?
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that. Of course.
But you don't think. You just repeat the same story over and over and over again.
What if you leave the basket at the door?
Okay. That way I have time later to run some private errands I have to do.
One day, her mommy asked her to bring her granny, who was quarantined, a basket of candy and a jar of hand sanitizer, but warned her not to go near because of coronavirus and to leave the basket at the door.
What's going on, narrator? Go on.
I don't know. It's just that this story is getting a little weird.
But besides that, her mother gave her another warning. She had to watch out for the big bad wolf that lived in the forest.
Big bad wolf? Really? But he's a coward. You gave him such a hard time with that hunter at the end of the tale that he's already afraid of me. Seriously, he hides whenever he sees me coming.
But without the big bad wolf, there is no tale. I'm sure he doesn't mind.
He doesn't mind? Hey, wolf, come here. Come here.
What's the matter? If something has happened to your granny, it wasn't me, huh?
No, you didn't. It's just that I'm here arguing with the narrator of our story.
Oh, really? Well, I quit.
Wait a minute. You can't quit. You're the most important character in the story.
The most important? Hello?
B-
But what's the name of the tale?
Little Red Riding Hood?
That's right. From now on, Agnes Kitty. Don't forget it.
Who is Agnes Kitty?
Little Red Riding Hood. I've been waiting for you for an hour. What are you doing here?
My name is Agnes. Jeez.
Agnes? You're kidding.
And what are you laughing at?
Bonehead?
Good morning, Mrs. Cumberbatch.
Oh, shut your trap, Wolf. I'm not in the mood.
But Granny,
sometimes it's like I'm talking to myself. Bring the basket over here. And you, get out.
I don't want to. Narrator, I want this lady changed. She tastes stale.
Oh, I'm stale, huh? How dare you, you filthy wolf? You always leave my bed full of fleas.
Okay. Let's have a little order. Now, one by one, each of you tell me what you want to change in the story.
I want my mother to put chips and chocolate donuts in the basket. You know, for the road.
I want you to change this flea-ridden wolf for a more, I don't know, more original animal.
A unicorn.
Don't overdo it.
What I don't like is when that hunter shows up with the axe instead of all in one big bite.
Oh, maybe instead of the hunter carrying an axe, he carries a laser sword.
I say let her go. What a big mouth you have. Saying all that makes me look silly, you know? Do you think this wolf looks anything like my granny, even if he's wearing a nightgown?
I don't want to live in a cabin in the woods. I want to live on a beach in Florida.
Oh, I know. Let them change the granny for a young girl with more tender flesh.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to work on this story anymore.
All right, that's enough. Either you talk one at a time or I'm done with this.
Oh, threatening us now, huh?
Agnes Kitty was walking through the forest when the wolf appeared. Where are you going, Agnes? He asked. She told him she was going to Florida to leave a basket on her granny's doorstep. The wolf suggested a race to Florida, and Agnes thought it was a very good idea. But the wolf, who was very clever, sent her on the long way and arrived much earlier at her granny's cottage, who was a very young granny. He ate her, bathed to get rid of the fleas, put on her nightgown, and got into bed. When Agnes Kitty arrived, she immediately realized that this was not her granny and sent a WhatsApp to a hunter who came to her aid, opened the wolf's belly with a laser sword, which leaves no scars, and rescued her granny. Well, what do you think?
What a mess!
Yeah, you didn't try very hard, huh?
But that's how you said you wanted it.
Wait a minute, my dear. Patience.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end. You will be happy to know that Little Red Riding Hood is one of the most famous classic tales. It is a story of oral tradition that has been told to children since immemorial times. The oldest writing in which Little Red Riding Hood appears is a Latin poem from almost 1,000 years ago. The first author to write down the story as it is today was the French writer Perrault, author of the other famous tales that you will know, such as The Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, or Tom Thumb. Later, the story of Little Red Riding Hood would also be picked up by the Brothers Grimm. In any case, it is a cautionary tale that tries to teach children the dangers of trusting strangers. If you think about it, Little Red Riding Hood is a rather cruel tale, and that is why over the centuries, and depending on which author told it, it was changed little by little. But whether it is one version of the story or another, the truth is that all children know it. Despite being so famous, Disney never made a movie about Little Red Riding Hood. How curious! Little Red Riding Hood has become a very representative character in folk tales. Did you know that there are several statues of Little Red Riding Hood all over the world? You can find them in cities like Barcelona in Spain, Berlin in Germany, or Buenos Aires in Argentina. If someday you are close by, you can visit them.
A good idea for Moomoo Blue, your coolest, personalized books brand.